As the counting of ballots continues in Hillsborough County, 2 days after the election, two Florida Democrats are calling for Governor Charlie Crist to intervene. State Senators Charlie Justice and Arthenia Joyner wrote a letter to the governor today, saying they are concerned that if the situation continues on its current path, quote, many votes will be unaccounted for. The senators list the fact that Supervisor of Elections Buddy Johnson is on the ballot, raises conflict of interest issues as a reason for the state to get involved. They also wrote the issue is becoming more embarrassing by the hour. Hillsborough County Commissioner Rose Ferlita also called it embarrassing today.
The vendor, premier vendors, have not offered much in terms of what has gone wrong or explanations to the listening audience or to the media.
Ferlita is a member of the canvassing board responsible for ensuring that all the votes are counted correctly. Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin White and Judge James Dominguez also sit on that board. Ferlita said that she hoped that Buddy Johnson's chief of staff, Kathy Harris, had inserted language in the county's contract with Premier that they would be made whole from problems that are ensuing.
This process, this lack of performance, should send a statement that if there is some sort of a clause, I would hope, in the contract that Catherine Harris reviewed and overviewed, that some steps should be taken so that Hillsborough County is not at the bottom of the list next time. It has been extremely, extremely disappointing. But I can assure, as far as what I have seen and what Judge Dominguez and Mr. White have seen, is that the paper trail will allow no doubt that it's going to be accurate, but we'd like this done maybe perhaps sometime before January or something.
Ferlita said she was being sarcastic. In a scathing editorial published by the St. Petersburg Times on Thursday, the decision to halt the vote in the wee hours of Wednesday morning was questioned. But Commissioner Rose Ferlita said there was nothing nefarious about that decision. She said Judge Dominguez made the call because of the late hour.
But he felt that because everybody was so tired, in some cases people had been there for almost 24 hours, that because they were so tired, there might be a minute possibility that efficiency would be taken for granted and something would go wrong. So that's when he called it about 4 o'clock in the morning. We went home and came back the next morning. So.